Nantucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning, 251-343-0106. You need to be in touch with the program. What you got to do, you got to text me. Let me know what is on your mind. Lots of texts to get to here, so we'll get to those here in just a moment. Still to come on the program about a half hour from now, Dell Jacks from WVNN and Yellowhammer News. And then the 11 o'clock hour, Caroline Dobson, the Republican nominee for Secretary of State. Butterknife, you saw the people really complaining about it. A lot of the old families with a lot of farmland, talking about the city school system. Yeah, because essentially what would have to happen, you would annex a lot of places into Fairhope. I mean, to create the tax base that would be sufficient to just get the school, a municipal school system going. And there's a lot of people who just don't want to come into the city of Fairhope, understandably. When you live in a county, you want to be able to do county things. And I don't know if you've looked at a map lately, but you can see how much is lassoed in the city's jurisdictions. So you can see how there's some logistical challenges here. And we haven't even gotten past the, hey, we're going to test the water phase. Here's a survey. If you can generate even a modicum of support for it, then you got to talk about it. How do you do it? Henry writes, great interviews today. I listen to the show always. Our video, this was from last week. If I recall, on Friday. Never heard from Bloodgood. Is she Biden's daughter here in northern area? We found out that it is too late with solar farms and data centers going up. Fire Dog. It's easy to armchair quarterback the Iran issue. I think we should have gone with the initial bombings over the first month, then the blockade and the secondary and tertiary sanctions. Yeah. It is easy to armchair quarterback. We got to, though. I get back to this. This isn't going well, okay? Maybe you've achieved your strategic advantage, you know, your objectives, which is decimating a nuclear program. And you feel it necessary to continue this action because the Iranians have responded by trying to seize the Strait of Hormuz, which has had an economic impact on the West, which will undermine Republican chances in the midterm elections, which could mean Democrat control of Capitol Hill, which will mean the end of this conflict because Democrats won't fund it. So kind of look at it from that point of view. You got to maintain control if you want to continue this conflict. If you think it's the right thing to do, you can lay out all the plans, Fire Dog, and talk about sanctions and blockades and whatnot. Democrats say, nope, you're not spending money on that anymore. Bring those ships back to where they were. That could happen, and the whole thing is over. Tim, the way I understand it is you're going to have to keep paying Mobile County school taxes, even if they are not going to say add any more taxes at the beginning, just so they can seal the deal. And eventually they will have to add the new taxes in after they start the school system. You won't be able to stop it. You have to just find ways to pay for it. And that's what new taxes. Well, there are ways to extricate yourself from a big school system. Sarah Land, Arch Beach, Gulf Shores. And listen, a lot of times it isn't pretty. This is sort of the fight here that these systems, these local school systems, I mean, this one big system, if not Fairhope, that someone else is. And once you get one go, then they all kind of follow along. This is what happened in Shelby County. There's just too much power and this desire, as I was talking about with Representative Fidler, a desire for the locals of your community to control their own destiny through their school and the education. And you like in conservative thinking, we don't like big centralized government. And in theory, having one big giant system or five or six little systems, what's more efficient? What gets you a better return on your investment? What is best for the education in your community? Like, that's the question. Like, and the answer to that, I think, well, you got it pretty good here. Test scores are pretty decent in Fairhope. What needs changing? What spurred this? Rock and roll doctor, don't leave out recording fees, doc fees, mortgage tax, etc. It is excessive. Matthew, ask Representative Fidler why most dollars go to Birmingham and I-20 corridor. Seems like Mobile and Baldwin don't get their fair share of road dollars. Also, why does Alabama here only have city or county school districts? Why can't we have independent school districts? They don't have to follow existing county or city lines. I think some of that, Matt, has to do with just the way we had to desegregate the schools and the guidelines there from the federal government. And just, has there ever been a desire for that? Maybe there has been. But there's a lot of like challenges here that you got to really evaluate when breaking away from a school system. But it happens all the time in this state, especially as cities grow. David writes, the biggest issue with Sibs forming its own school system is the schools in the area are not part of the city of Sibs. They either need to annex the area or build new schools. They texted Jennifer's fiddling while Rome is burning, clueless. In what way? Elaborate on that. Bruce, I think the biggest problem is flock camp companies selling our information. Yeah, and that's probably like why there has to be some kind of legislation addressing this new technology. Because who's to say, if you have a city and it's in a cash crunch, so your municipality, and let's say there's an interstate highway or major four-lane highway that passes through, and they want to sell your data. They want, you know, for whatever reason, marketing purposes, or they want to sell your data to some private company, and there's a big cash incentive to do that. Well, you know, is that okay? It's what they do with the data. It's not so much that they're collecting it. We have established, I think, that they can, that they're allowed. And I was listening to an interview on the right side with Arthur Orr. I was talking about it with Representative Fidler. He talked about the legality of it, that a private company, if it was on their private property, wanted to put up a camera and collect your license plate information, there's not much you could do about it. However, a private company in cooperation with ALDOT or a local city or county did it, then that's different. There's a public right-of-way there. And what are they doing with the data? And then it falls under the purview of the state, of the government, or whatever. And those were where he was looking at it like, okay, we need to put in some parameters here. Can we necessarily trust can we trust every municipality to do the right thing, especially if there's a financial incentive? A new texture to Baldwin County Sheriff's Department. Surveillance system is owned by ProTech Video, owned by a former Baldwin County Sheriff deputy. The system is accessible by multiple non-law enforcement departments in addition to the Sheriff's Department. Unnamed texter, Flock cameras are a warrantless surveillance program. If you're willing to sacrifice any freedom for any security, you deserve neither. Not to mention, after COVID, do we really trust the government with this kind of power? But what's your expectation of privacy? Warrantless surveillance, that applies to being surveilled, like having your phone calls eavesdropped on or your internet activity tracked or whatever. That's the distinction here. If you're out in public and a camera catches you walking by on the sidewalk, you don't have an expectation of privacy. But I think what it boils down to, it's not, we're not trying to make this a Fourth Amendment issue. It's this. Is this something you really want the government that you're paying for to do? Is this the kind of technology you want your county or city or state or federal government implementing on the streets of America? And my guess is from a lot of you is just no. It's you know, the Fourth Amendment question is easily debunked unless it's done on right away. But if they put it on private property, let's say, for example, you don't like the flock cameras and the state says, okay, you can't do this on the right of way. They just go to the private business here and they say, hey, we'll pay you rent if you give us a place to station our camera on this property. Then you don't have that expectation of privacy. It's the same kind of theory of putting a Ring doorbell camera on your front yard. Somebody coming in your yard, yes, there's surveillance taking place and it's warrantless, but you're able to do it because it's your private property. But it being government, it needs some rules, it needs some instructions. That's where government can play a role. Or it could be this, the government could just say, we're not going to do this. This is what the people have spoken. This is what they want to do. No warrantless or no flock camera surveillance. Unnamed texture goes on to add, the Ring cameras cannot move focus, track, or use facial recognition software that's accessible by anybody with a laptop. But in theory, they could. The Ring cameras could do whatever. I mean, it doesn't have to be a Ring camera. It could be a camera. It could be an Apple camera. Or, you know, that there are, just because the technology exists doesn't mean you can't use it. 251-343-0106. More text on the way. Stick around. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. What they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Dale Jackson up in the next segment. Stick around for that. In the 11 o'clock hour, Caroline Dobson, the Republican nominee for Secretary of State, will make time for us. So stick around for that as well. King of all unnamed textures, meaning if I see your surveillance, it raise you one casino and one legal cannabis. meaning if one has to shrug off surveillance by the government, then the government needs to shrug off more of what it considers criminal. Seems fair, but that's not how it works. I don't have that kind of system. Government isn't this bartering system. We do have laws in place. We have a constitution in place that was agreed upon, ratified, that forbids games of chance. We don't have a law that says marijuana is okay. That's the difference here. You got to change the law, King. I mean, that's essentially it. You don't like the law, change the law. You can't just say, okay, well, if you're going to get cameras, then we want this. So, I mean, I guess you could say that, but you'd have to go through the process. Ultra Runner. Doesn't the DSA champion the idea that wealth redistribution is both good and necessary? I didn't know we shared that ideal, do we? Yeah, I cringe at that a little, even though that may be the way it's always been done. And at one time in the past, you know, where I lived was the beneficiary of that. But I don't live there anymore. I mean, we don't live in that world anymore. We don't. That's not how we exist now. We have to adapt to the current conditions. That there ought to be some kind of, I guess, equity based upon what you pay into it. Is it right in theory to say, all right, all the gas tax revenue is collected in what part of the state where everyone's driving because that's where they're getting gas? And we're going to put it in this place where no one is driving, where there's not as much traffic, because it's just the right thing to do. There's a certain self-determination here. If you want your locality to have better things, and you got to figure out how to generate the revenue to do that. And there's a trade-off. I mean, we're all part of one big giant state. But just how much of that trade-off is, you know, is fair, is, you know, how are we using the system? Ben says, I think the next step in Farrell's plan to land grab Barnwell and any other community, they already try to govern but don't control. But there's other hurdles there to do the land grab. What is the objection, other than you would be under perhaps some onerous restrictions with what you can and can't do with your private property? What would be the objection, Ben, to being in the city of Fairhope if you live in a county? Like that car up on box has got to go. You got to maintain your grass, or it's an honest question. What is the key objection here? When you cry havoc and lose the dogs of war, do not interrupt them while they accomplish your mission, a vet. Matthew in Mobile County, Mobile Public School System has the largest budget in the Mobile County, nearly $900 million a year. Are Mobile residents getting good value from the MCPSS for $900 million? Probably not. Scroverita, Israel should be allowed to fight and rock the Kasbah since they accomplished so much. All the Israel haters claim Trump is a puppet of Israel, but that shows he is obviously not. Way more text to get to here. I guess we triggered some discussion here. 251-343-0106. Dale Jackson on the way. Stick around. This is FM Talk 106.5.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
She got the gold mine. I got the share. They split it right down the middle, and then they give her the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too much.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. If you need to be in touch with the program, all you got to do is text me. Joining us now on the line, he is on the air on WVNN up in Huntsville and also at Yellowhammer News. You can read his work there. Dale Jackson joins us. Dale, good morning. How are you?
I could not be any better. Excited about a good work week. Getting ready to roll. Let's go.
Awesome. Awesome to hear. Kind of getting yesterday immersed in the Sunday shows. A couple of things are kind of interesting is, you know, we talked about this last week, how Republicans have made it all out offense on a Democrat socialist, but you start to see a little bit of, you know, these, some of these Democrat candidates trying to disavow or distance themselves from these kind of crazy fringe figures.
Yeah, they want to. I mean, it's going to be pretty hard for them to do so, seeing how, you know, they're all basically socialists anyway, and now they're saying, no, not us, of course. Those are just our friends. Don't worry about them. They're fine. No, we're not socialists. It's just those guys.
So what? Cool. One of these, you know, pretty well. Well, not personally, but Doug Jones coming out against the DSA. Does that work for him?
Maybe. I mean, that's always been his shtick, right? Oh, golly, y'all. You know me. I'm just from Birmingham, and I grew up in the South. But you know, I'm not like them crazy Northern guys. I'm just a good old Doug. You know, yeah, that's the whole shtick.
Just Doug for Gov or whatever is, why are they for going to Jones?
I have no idea, because they're just trying to make him look like a normal guy. I'm a normal guy. Everyone else is crazy.
Jones is a normal name.
Come on, y'all. You know me. It's just Doug.
Like he's just Doug Hussein Obama or something, right?
Can we start calling him Doug Hussein Obama? Would that be okay?
You start doing that and see how that goes.
I don't think I'll be doing that. I think he's just trying something new. That's all he's trying to do. And his whole thing is it's all shtick. I mean, here's what I believe. I believe he's a Mountain Brook liberal. I believe he's a traditional liberal in that sense. And I think that he doesn't like where the party has gone out of control, but I think he knows he can't go crazy against them and keep his rabid base. So he'll offer up a little like, hey, that's just nonsense, guys. And that's how he distances himself, really. It's like, hey, this is just nonsense. This isn't real life. We need to worry about things that are going on in Alabama. That's what I'm concerned about. Hold on one second. Roll Tide.
Does he believe? Does he ham it up a little? He could be doing one of two things, and it seems plausible. He can be kind of embellishing his liberal pedigree and saying things he doesn't believe are, he could really believe it in trying to suppress any moderation that he may have. It's hard to say who would the real Doug Jones please stand up.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you just don't believe anything. I don't believe anything about Doug Jones, anything. I don't think Doug Jones stands for anything. I think Doug Jones stands for trying to get elected to various offices here and there. And they gave him a free run at a Senate seat, and they were like, oh, crap, it worked. And now he's sort of what they're stuck with. He wouldn't have been their first choice if they thought that seat was gettable at the time. They got anyone that they ran against Roy Moore in that period was going to get the whole, he's just one of us guys. Those other guys are crazy, not me. And that's basically been the same play they've run ever since. So who knows what he actually
did. But he won because he wasn't Roy Moore. And
sure, I agree with that. It was also believable enough that he's just a normal guy, guys. You know, all the rest of these guys are crazy, not me.
Yeah, because it was like all these things came together for Doug Jones to win. And, you know, fine. But the one variable that he could control, where he could control his own destiny, was sort of like what he talked about on the campaign trail. And, you know, he wasn't like defiantly anti-Trump either then, you know.
I mean, no, and you got to remember.
Now he is.
Remember, there's a famous clip of, oh, not a famous clip. There's a clip of like Chuck Todd or something saying Doug Jones is running as the candidate who's not like those other candidates, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's just like, okay, I mean, maybe that works on some people. And, you know, look, we all know, you know, our Southern Democrat friends who would tell us maybe they're professors of some kind or something. And they'll tell us, you know, these guys, they're not like these other ones. And you guys keep trying to cast them as these crazy liberals. They're not. They're yellow dog Democrats or blue dog Democrats. Excuse me. They're just blue dog Democrats. I'm like, come on, you guys murdered all the blue dog Democrats. Why are we even doing this act? Why are we even pretending this is a thing?
Right.
But that's how they're trying to do it.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's what they wanted. They wanted somebody, I guess the whole point, if we really believe that he's not in it to win it, that he's in it to create coattails for down ballot offices, then he's got to go liberal left. He can't go all shucks. I'm somewhere in between. Get your table issues, Doug.
I mean, he's running this like weird, like he wants to take away your RSA. It's like, what? I don't know. Why are you even saying that? Like, what? Why are you saying this?
Get those
like,
retirees like, to vote for him.
Yeah, I don't even get it. It's just like I hear that kind of stuff, and I'm just like, what? What
but is does that stuff even get traction?
Like no, wait, it's old school.
Are people paying attention to it? I guess. Like, is it? You know, the media don't. The media in Alabama just aren't what they used to be. But like I said, you know, like, okay, he's talking about the RSA. Doug Jones, I mean, you ask somebody out there that's going to go vote. How many people did that actually hit that's going to impact their, you know, decision-making when it comes in, down to it?
I don't know. But, I mean, the argument is, and again, they do this on the national level too, but it's not been very effective. But it's the same bit. It's like, hey, Republicans want to end Social Security. And then Republicans want to end RSA and Republicans want to do this. I mean, he's just running, he's just inserting whatever a local vibe to that is. And that's all that is.
Yeah. I you know, it's just, they're kind of grasping for straws and I don't know what straw there is to grasp. It's going to do the trick here, but that's why it just seems, it seems mildly desperate. I suspect, you tell me if I'm wrong, it'll get more desperate when we get closer to November.
Yeah. I think and any polls that show it's like 10% or whatever close, that'll make them more desperate because they'll think it's gettable, and you'll get these crazy accusations, and they're testing out stuff. He wants to take away your RSA. That's what they're gonna say. That's it.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, do you? No, the people aren't gonna buy it. This is what Democrats do, but this is Alabama. Maybe you could get grandma in Illinois worried that Paul Ryan's going to emerge and push you off a cliff. But I just, that's not the right messaging here. You know, it seems like you're trying to take a playbook from somewhere else and apply it to this.
Also, that didn't work. That message never worked.
It worked with some people.
No. Overall, it didn't work.
No, but it worked in some places.
I mean, wasn't that 2010? I mean, wasn't there a giant wave as they were doing that?
Or was it 12 when Obama won?
Yeah, maybe you're right, but I don't know, man. I just don't think that resonates. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, because Ryan was on the ticket, remember, with Romney, and that day he was the grandma pushing. Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Maybe you're right.
So I don't know that was what won it for Obama. I think Obama kind of being a historic figure, you know, helped a lot. But to me, like, that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, he was gonna settle our racial strife aside. That was what was gonna happen when Obama got in. We're all good with that.
Well, you know, Doug Jones is gonna do what?
Do you think Doug Jones?
We'll see.
Do you think Doug Jones, when Obama was running, was like ever said the words, "Oh, he's pretty good for a black guy"? Do you think Doug Jones ever said that?
I don't think so.
I don't know, man. That was a very Southern Democrat thing at the time.
Yeah, but he's sort of elitist, you know? Like, he's in
NPR. Look, we know doctors and professors and stuff who are still running around going, "Look, that George Wallace guy? You got to remember.
You're right.
He didn't really mean those things he was saying."
Because Wallace was just, you know, he was a true Democrat. Put the race stuff aside. But like,
oh, sure. Go ahead.
He's a true Democrat. He's a true Democrat in that sense too. But like, he was like very pro labor union, populist.
Corruption.
But you know what I mean? Like, ideologically wise, at least what he paid lip service to was all this. It wasn't cutting the size of government. It wasn't like, free markets. It was just sort of populism of the era. And that's what he dined off of. If you can subtly ignore the race stuff. But it was like building community colleges and all this government spending and jobs programs. It wasn't, like reducing this agency or doing things like this and that, changing the marginal tax rate on certain income brackets or whatever. It wasn't any of that. He was a Democrat.
It was also about not getting out N-worded.
Well, that early on. Now, he tried to do like an apology tour in the 80s. But like he just
and it worked. Don't get me wrong. I know it worked. I watched it. Again, when your entire argument is, hey, that was a super racist guy, he didn't really mean it. I'm like, that's worse.
Yeah,
that's not better. That's worse.
He was just playing a trick on you guys to get you to vote for him.
Yes, that's it. He was just saying he didn't want to be out N-word. He didn't really care.
He just wanted you mouth-breathing racist out there to vote for him. He didn't really mean any of that.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Come on.
He's got his kids out there still writing books about, how he wasn't now that bad and, whatever. But
Charlie Kirk deserved to die. Same people think Charlie Kirk deserved to die. I mean, just keep that in mind. It's worth noting that all these people who have all these, we got to look the other way and stuff like that. There's like, yeah, but Charlie Kirk, that guy deserved it.
Well, so this has been and that's interesting you bring that up because we're a couple of years into this divisive concepts, prohibition. And I think you were the one who's like, well, they're just going to take the DEI office and rename it. It's still going to be there, right?
Yep.
Do we think it's made a tangible impact in Alabama sitting here today on August the 24th?
I think it has made an impact, and it also gave an opportunity to people when they do step out and are like, oh, we're just lying, right? Which, oddly enough, to come full circle, that's kind of the thing they do. We've seen that in some offices, in some schools, where they're like, hey, don't worry about that. We're lying. Like they right. do that whole thing, and that's like the whole George Wallace argument as well. So good for them.
We have an Alabama legislature that just does stuff. It's big mule cronyism, whatever, and people tolerate it. Okay, it's fine, whatever. We've been dealing with it for a century, and we just know this is the nature of the beast. But then, they pass these things trying to tell us, well, we're the most conservative body in the country, and you should really, really, really acknowledge the good work we're doing. We're doing a lot of things that you want. And then, they pass a divisive concepts bill and some of the stuff kind of slips through the cracks. And it's like, that's no big deal. But to me, it's like, okay, if we're going to put up with this and you're going to do these kind of show pony victory tours about how conservative you are, then it at least live up to the letter of the law and really go after even the small stuff.
Yeah. It looks like they do go after the small stuff. I'll be honest with you. I don't really have much of an issue with it. It has to pop up. And you guys are at 18, 19 are really good at pointing out when these things bubble up.
Well, let me tell you how it works. And this is sort of a glimpse behind a curtain. We'll find
April Marie Fogel.
Well, somebody will give her a tip, right?
Yeah.
And usually it's somebody on the inside hey, I'll need to take a look at this. And then we'll go and we'll say, hey, what's going on here? And we'll hear from their government affairs people. We're working on that. Just give us some more time. We'll go to a lawmaker and say, oh, just give them some more time. And it's let's month passes and we'll check on it. It's still going on. Oh, we're really, really trying to. And then once we do the story, because they've played the delay game as long as they could, they change it. But it takes bringing it out publicly, but they're well aware of what's going on.
Yeah, I don't doubt it for a second. They've got to be strong armed. I don't disagree with that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they got to be strong armed. So okay, they got to be strong armed, but it seems like there ought to be they ought to be compliance, and they ought to be trying to self-police a little bit better than they do.
Oh, I mean, look, here's the question. What are the penalties? Like right?
You're right. There's no teeth in this law.
They screw around with your... Well, that's fine that there's no teeth with the law, but my bigger point is that they are dealing with this in a way where it's like, okay, you deal with these issues as they pop up, and then you put political pressure on them, say, hey, you got to follow the law, and then eventually they come around. They just pop up here or there. Your issue is you want the schools to all just say...
I want the schools to, like, live within the letter of the law.
I'm not criticizing what you're saying. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying they want all that to have... You want that just to be happening, and that's not going to happen.
Because there's 20 other things that are not going to get picked up by 1819 News that they're doing, and they're like, oh, man, I hope they don't see what we're doing here, you know?
Yeah, correct.
And, that's just not... That is not good faith, okay? That is... bad faith. That is, maybe they won't notice. That's not what you want out of these schools who get millions and millions of dollars from the taxpayer. I know it's tuition paid, but listen, Auburn, Alabama, all these other state colleges exist because the people in this state allow it to exist.
Well, I think I don't know what else you want in a law in this situation.
Well, there's no penalty. It's this. The penalty is, okay, if you break the law, then we're going to come for your funding. And that's like another act of the legislature to justify something they could do anyway. This is like, there's no criminal penalty or civil penalty or any of that. We're just going to do this, even though the people object in the state to it, you know, mightily. We're just going to do it anyway and hope no one notices.
Correct. I mean, but look, criminals, and I'm not saying they're criminals.
But that's it, though, right?
Right. No, I agree with you. Criminals do what criminals do, and you have to stop them. I mean, that's it. The question becomes, what's the enforcement mechanism on the other end of it? And what you're saying is there ain't one.
Well, right? I just think if it happens, and we don't, I mean, I don't need these lawmakers saying, hey, just give them some more time. They're really trying to do the right thing because they got a delicate balance at these schools.
I mean, they're burning through. I mean, hold on. Let's give credit where credit's due. They're single-handedly, like, laying waste all these stupid faculty senates and stuff.
They are. But let me tell you, like, they are terrified that there will be some kind of revolt within the faculty lounge. I don't know how scary that would be, but that's what they're terrified of.
Let them get mad. I think that's good. The thing that the teachers need to worry about, or the educators, or whatever you want to refer to these professional educators, the thing they need to worry about is the first time they really try to flex their muscle and they lose, they're in trouble. And that's the thing that these people don't really seem to get. I mean, go back and look at all the abortion laws and all this other stuff. Look at all the people who would, like, go on MSNBC and say, okay, listen, here's the deal. You have all these states doing this, but we're totally going to win, and it's going to be abortional. It's going to be on demand wherever you want it. And what happened? What happened? They came in,
they lost,
and they got their skulls kicked in, and then it went all throughout the entire country, and they lost. So they've got what needs to happen is some people need to push back and then lose. I mean, that's the truth. They need to push back, and then they need to lose. And once that happens, then things go a little different.
Dale, folks want to find you online. They want to check you out. Where can they do so?
You can find me anywhere on the internet at the Dale Jackson, social media, etc. You can find me at yellhammernews.com and on the radio at WVNN.
Dale Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. You're going to miss this. You're going to want this back.
What I had, but honey, now I do, and don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. Text line if you need to be in touch with the show, 251-34301. 06. Let's continue down the text trek here.
Let's take well, on down from Muscle
We'll get to those in just a moment. Scrovery Democrats pick Doug Donut Jones for the same reason they pick Mac Biden, claiming he is more electable because of being white, claiming he will appeal to bigoted white voters, even though they are the ones thinking like that. More on the way. Stick around. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.